This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull. In today's headlines, on his final day in office, President Biden commuted the sentence of AIM activist Leonard Peltier. We'll share reactions to this development, as well as more on Native views on Donald Trump's second term as U.S. president. These stories today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull, sitting in for Antonia Gonzalez. After nearly 50 years in federal prison, Leonard Peltier is free to go home. Outgoing President Joe Biden commuted the sentence of the Native American activist for his role in a 1975 shootout with FBI agents on the Pine Ridge Reservation. STPB's Lee Strubinger has more. Insert Strubinger rap here. Coming out of it. In 3, 2, 1. The Navajo Nation hosted an inauguration watch party on Monday at the tribe's Washington, D.C. office. Navajo Nation President Boo Nigrin had planned to attend Donald Trump's swearing-in ceremony in person outdoors, but was among the thousands of people who had to change plans after the event was moved inside due to cold weather. Temperatures were in the 20s Monday morning as Nigrin and others watched the event on TV. Nigrin says some things that resonated with him in President Trump's speech were economic development and public safety. Insert Nigrin cut number one here. Coming out of it in 3, 2, 1. Nigrin says the Navajo Nation is putting together a list of priorities to work on with the Trump administration. As to Biden granting Leonard Peltier's freedom, Nigrin says he was glad it happened. He recently signed a letter of support for Peltier's release. Insert Nigrin cut 2, coming out of it here in 3, 2, 1. Peltier himself often wondered if he'd see the world outside prison walls. In this 2000 interview I did with him while he was in Leavenworth, Kansas, Peltier shared this statement should he die before gaining freedom.
Being an Indian, I'm very proud of my people, especially those that have made good lives for themselves and made big advances just to help our people survive and thrive as a government. And if possible, I'll see him in the ceremonies.
This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull at the KLCC Studios in Eugene, Oregon.